With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Supreme Court will hear appeals on limits on an abortifacient. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The high court justices announced they will hear appeals from the Biden administration and the maker of the drug mifepristone used for medically induced abortions. It's the first Supreme Court abortion case since the justices overturned Roe v. Wade. At issue is a Fifth Circuit appellate court ruling that would cut off access to the drug through the mail and impose restrictions in states where abortion is currently legal. In April, the high court put the appellate ruling on hold. The case will be argued in the spring, with a ruling likely by late June. Jennifer King, Washington.
The House is set to vote on a resolution to formalize an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden today around 5:45 p.m. Eastern Time. Maryland Congressman Jamie Raskin says Republicans are in search of wrongdoing and not finding any proof.
It's like an Agatha Christie novel where the mystery is, what's the crime? And that gets very tedious, very fast. After 11 months of this, no one can tell us what President Biden's crime was, much less where it happened, when it happened, what the motive was, who the perpetrators were, or who the victims were.
While Texas Congressman Chip Roy says Democrats should let the process play out if they're so sure President Biden did nothing wrong.
This is an impeachment inquiry. That's all. What are my Democratic colleagues afraid of if there's nothing to see there? Maybe that is all the more reason for the inquiry.
The Federal Reserve kept its key interest rate unchanged for a third straight time, and its officials signaled that they expect to make 3/4-point cuts to their benchmark rate next year. Chair Jerome Powell says that Fed officials are likely done raising interest rates because of how steadily inflation has cooled. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 512 points. This is SRN News. The left accuses Christians of ignoring racism while campaigning against abortion and transgenderism. Popular Christian apologist Alex McFarland says clergymen should address racism from the pulpit, but
pastors need to call their parishioners to think critically and think precisely. We are not a systemically racist culture. Anybody can do anything if they're willing to work hard, live right, be disciplined.
And he issues a warning.
What pastors have to do, and any thinking rational adult, is understand that racism is being used as a ploy to further unravel our Judeo-Christian constitutional representative republic.
He says the antidote to racism is Christianity, the cure for all of mankind's sins. This is SRN News. The World Food Program is warning that Sudan is edging toward a hunger catastrophe.
Sudan is going through the highest levels of hunger ever recorded during the harvest season, according to a new analysis by the UN. That's the time of the year when more food is usually available. But the number of those going hungry now has doubled compared to the same time last year. And it's a warning that if nothing changes, things could get worse going into the lean season in a few months' time. That's when experts warn Sudan might slip into a hunger catastrophe. It's the same classification as famine, but affecting households rather than a geographical area.
BBC correspondent Anne Soy reporting. Armenia and Azerbaijan have exchanged prisoners of war, a move that was announced last week in a joint statement that also promised the two countries would work towards a peace treaty. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.